This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We got good news out there this hour. I don't even think there's much bad news. We're going to get to some good news. We're going to get to some emails. We got a nice victory out there. Let's do a nice victory right off the bat. For the longest time, for most of my life, and I'm trying to think, I bet I've participated in this in my younger years. Maybe not, but I bet I did. The mentality on the right, when it came to private businesses, has been, hey, hands off, hey, free market. Or I love this one. This is one of the, I still think back on this. Oh gosh, please Lord tell me I never said this, but I bet I did. It has been this: we don't boycott. It's not who we are, guys. We don't boycott. I hope I never said those words, but gosh, maybe I did. But when I just think about how lame and pathetic that is. I will take the money that I work hard for. You work hard for your money, do you not? I will take the money I work hard for, and I will take a portion of it, and I will give it to this business. The business will take my money and use my money to spit in my face. And not only will I no longer abstain, or will I not abstain from going to that business, I will go back again to that business and then brag to my friends that I continue to pay that business. That's what gets me. You know, the NFL is a great example of this. No, I'm not passing judgment. I get it. You know, I swore off the NFL, biggest football fan in the history of the world. I haven't watched the NFL in years after all that flag kneeling thing. Well, a lot of people did that for a while. And then because football is freaking amazing, and yes, I miss it too, a lot of people came back. Maybe you came back. Again, I still spend my money in places I shouldn't, I'm sure too. I'm not judging you. This is just an example. So a lot of people went back. But this is what I saw some of. I saw some of this. People who said they were never going to watch again. I'm never watching again. Anti-American trash. Then they would go back and watch, and they would brag about it. I'm not getting involved in your culture wars. Go Giants. Woo-hoo. Oh, look at the pride flags. That's fun. The right has actually not only been unwilling to fight culture wars most of my life, they brag about not fighting the culture war. It's astounding. No more. I saw this headline, man. I was smiling ear to ear. Suburban bakery targeted after planning a drag show could soon close due to, quote, horrific harassment. It's called Uprising Bakery and Cafe. It's in suburban Chicago. They announced they were going to have a nice little drag show for your kiddies. But word got out, and apparently you aren't buying baked goods anymore from them. Also, Ben, you know, vandalism and stuff like that. I don't encourage anything like that. Remember, legal and local. Don't give these communists any excuse to throw you away. But looks like you weren't interested in buying donuts and a cup of coffee from a bakery where they bring a drag queen out to shake his penis in the face of your daughter. Turns out you're putting your money where your morals are. That's freaking awesome, man. More of this from all of us, including myself. I'm pointing fingers at me, too. I wanted to take the boys. My boys just got done with spring break. I wanted to take the boys to a movie or something. And we got better about this because I've made mistakes before. The most recent mistake I made was that DC Pets movie with some cartoon superhero pets movie. We heard The Rock was in it or whatnot. And we thought, oh, gosh, it's a cartoon pets movie. It'll be good. And the movie was 5 minutes in, and there's a couple lesbians in the daggone parking lot, and the boys look at me and say, Dad, didn't you look it up? And I felt so judged, and I didn't look it up. So we were going to go to movies this weekend, and I decided not to, because we looked everything up, and it was all communist filth trash. So we didn't do it. So I'm getting better, but I've screwed up. But this is inspiring, man, that we are changing our mentality out here. It's inspiring, and I think it's awesome news. I have a ton of sound I need to get through. I haven't gotten to like any sound today. You hear Joe Biden talking about Ireland?
The United States has benefited greatly from waves of immigration from the Ireland, the island of Ireland.
You hear him talking about this?
I'm getting a little bit worried. We were in here watching you, and the Taoiseach, when we were in, you're on camera, the Taoiseach, isn't that Senator Coons? What the hell you been doing, Coons? I don't
What's
know.
What's he talking anyway. About? And this.
All those who have just detained in Iran or anywhere in the world know that you are not forgotten, and we will not try stop trying to get you home. Returning wrongfully detained and people held hostage, particularly Americans and their families, is a top priority for this administration.
It is a top priority. As long as you're a lesbian WNBA player in Russia, they're going to get you home. Now, if you're a Marine, Paul Whelan, he's still rotting in a Russian gulag. He's not going to get home. They're not interested in that. Wonder why that may be. Well, maybe here's a little clue.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk.
The veto he's bragging about vetoing, I should note, it's a big ESG, stopping the whole ESG investment stuff, which is a very good thing.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it. It makes sense to veto it.
He is so rambunctious and full of energy, isn't he? Man, he just sounds, what? He sounds like he's ready to take on the world. He's definitely ready for the new China, Russia, Iranian, North Korea alliance. Do we want to call it that? You know, these people are doing military drills together. You know that Xi Jinping met with Vladimir Putin today. I haven't brought it up much. I mentioned it a little bit earlier. Here's what's going on in the world, and we're going to move on. We're going to get to more sound and some emails and some fun stuff. Just a heads up. Russia and China are now working together a lot. They're bringing in Iran. I know we Americans, myself included, we like to think of Iran like some backwards place full of mud huts, but Iran is a significant nation. Iran, they also just had a deal brokered between them and Saudi Arabia. They've previously been at each other's throats because it's two different sects of Islam that don't get along, Shia and Sunni. Well, China stepped in and brokered a deal between them. Oh, by the way, North Korea's involved in this too, and Venezuela as well. There is a gigantic coalition of nations forming that is significant enough to give us some extreme problems. We are currently led by this.
I'm getting a little bit worried. We were in here watching you, and the Taoiseach, when we were in, you're on camera, the Taoiseach, isn't that Senator Coons? What the hell you been doing, Coons? Yeah, I don't know, man. At any rate.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, wait. It's more than just Joe Biden. That's not fair. Everything's a team. It's not a one-man effort. I almost forgot. Dome is part of this administration, too. Did you know she went to Howard University? Did you know she actually showed up at one of their basketball games and she pretended like she knew something about basketball because she gave a locker room speech afterwards? And I just want you to picture as she speaks here, I don't want you to think about basketball. I want you to think about North Korea and Russia and China and Iran all getting together to form an anti-American coalition. These are the people leading the counterattack.
You played hard. You played to the very last second. You made all us bison so, so proud. You hustled out there. You are smart. You are disciplined. You put everything you had into the game. And you know, that's what it's about, right? Until the last...
She very clearly has never seen basketball, and she didn't watch this game either.
You guys did that. You didn't stop until the last second. You did not stop. And that is so inspiring. So you keep playing with chin up and shoulders back. Because you showed the world who bison are. Right?
We are in so much trouble. Have you started taking your chalk stacks yet? Because there's nobody coming to save you, man. Have you started in anticipation of the years we're heading into? Have you started making yourself stronger and better? Again, hey, I'm going to point fingers at myself. You know, I was lazy last week. I'm trying to work out more and eat better. I ate like crap. I drank soda. I hardly ever drink soda anymore. And I worked out twice all week. Today, back in the saddle. I woke up, I was all fired up about this Alvin Bragg arrest. Weight room, protein shake, male vitality stack from Chalk. Ready to go. Are you ready to go? Ladies, you got a female vitality stack coursing through your veins, or are you still needing that nap at 3 p.m? Fellas, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days? Think that makes a difference? It does. Go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscription. 35% off. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Testosterone levels are free falling. Chalk is one of the ways we're going to save this country. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I about just stop the show right there and just let that song play, Chris. It's so good. It's a song about me. I like to think it's about me, Chris. I am. Look, I am a simple man. I can't do escape rooms, but I can write world-famous books called The Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be bought at jessekellybook.com, Chris. Let's get to some emails. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Oh, before I get to the email, don't worry about it. Joe Biden, he's heard about this China-Russia thing. He's all over it.
It's been about a week since President Biden said he was going to speak to President Xi soon. Is that call been scheduled yet, John?
It hasn't been scheduled, Caitlin, but the president very much wants to have another conversation with President Xi.
You know, I actually applaud him for the beginning of this answer. This is the exact answer I give my wife whenever she asks. She's always big on going to the doctor for annual physicals and stuff like that. And I never go to the doctor. I'm a Kelly. We don't go to the doctor. One day we just die. We don't go to the doctor. So it's a lot healthier. Anyway. But the wife says, did you call the doctor yet? And every single time I give her an answer that's the same. Well, I mean, it's not on the schedule. Let me check my calendar.
It's been about a week since President Biden said he was going to speak to President Xi soon. Is that call been scheduled yet, John?
It hasn't been scheduled, Caitlin, but the president very much wants to have another conversation with President Xi. It's really important that we keep these lines of communication open between the United States and China, the most consequential bilateral relationship in the world. And he'll have a call with President Xi at the appropriate time.
What is the appropriate time? Because he said back in mid-February after the U.S. downed that surveillance balloon that he would speak to him soon. He said last week he'd speak to him soon. So as the U.S. tried to schedule the call and the Chinese have been unwilling, or what's going on here?
No, there's been no logistics. There's been no setting it up. We maintain that we're going to have another discussion with President Xi. The president wants to do that.
Yeah, well, he wants to do it. It's on the schedule to schedule it. So the call itself isn't on the schedule, but you know, we're going to do it. A lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of Dear Jesse, formerly the Oracle. Uh-oh, what did I do? For months, I've been begging my family, mothers and sisters, to listen to your show. Since they would not listen, I have told them several of your predictions and claimed them as my own. Most recently, the upcoming Trump arrest. As a result, they all refer to me as the Oracle. Proof positive you can accomplish anything if you just steal someone else's idea and make it your own. What, Chris? He said, I support you. I want you to continue to steal everything I say and pass it along. And I don't need any credit. I've never been worried about credit. I've only been worried about people going to jessekellybook.com and purchasing the Anti-Communist Manifesto, Chris. I'll tell you what, though. Hey, you know, the last thing I would ever want to do is draw attention to me. Had to puff up my chest for this bad boy from last year. I've been trying to prep you for a while that you're going to see Donald Trump arrested. They're going to indict and arrest Donald Trump. They're going to do it on camera, and it's going to throw you into a rage. How do I know? Well, they've pulled out all the stops. This goes well beyond the Mar-a-Lago raid. Nobody talks about this, and it blows me away. It blows me away how we don't think and see what's happening. People are talking about the FBI and Mar-a-Lago and the DOJ, and all that stuff's fine. People do understand that New York Attorney General Letitia James just rejected a settlement offer with Trump and his people, right? Letitia James, she's going to have Donald Trump arrested if the DOJ can't. And I'll tell you something else. She's probably going to have Donald Trump arrested even if the DOJ does. Everyone is focused on Mar-a-Lago and the DOJ and the raid. You can't find somebody to bring up the fact, New York's AG, she's coming for the man. They're coming for him. They are. They're not going to stop. They're not going to back off. They're not going to slow down. They're not going to wake up tomorrow morning and say to themselves, Letitia James isn't going to wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? This is a political prosecution, and this is wrong. I'll tell you what, guys. I feel bad about it. I feel bad about this. I am abusing my office, and I'm just going to back off. They're coming. They're not going to slow down. They're not going to stress about how it looks. They're coming for the man. I don't tell you that to bring you down. I tell you that so you're ready. Looks pretty good. Let me also say this. Part of the reason I was worried about New York, part of the reason I made that call last year about New York is this. The feds, yes, the communists own the entire federal government, but they don't have every member of the House, every member of the Senate. So what that means is, while it lacks the teeth you and me want, there can still be hearings. I mean, we played the sound for you last week of Merrick Garland getting hauled in front of hearings, having to look like a real mess on camera because Republicans still have the right to pull him in and grill him and destroy him. Part of the reason I knew Trump was in deep trouble in New York, there's nothing stopping them. Nothing holding them back. Republicans don't have any power there. Good to go. You know what's not good to go? The stock market right now. it's really not good to go. Might be a good time to do that thing we've talked about over and over and over again. Where should you put your money? Where? Things you can touch. Things you can feel. You know what I know? Here's what I know for a fact. Tell me if you have this kind of security. I know that the house I have, that it will be worth something no matter what happens economically. It will always have value and significant value. It may go up or may go down. It will always have significant value. Does all of your money have that kind of peace of mind? Done For You Real Estate will handle that for you. They will. It's what they do. They find you properties in the best markets. They take care of everything. They'll not only vet them, they get you the financing, the insurance, the closing process, the rental process. They handle it all. That's why it's called Done For You. And they're anti-communists like we are. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. That's where your money goes right now. Doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And just a heads up, people ask, how are we going to know when we're on the right track? How are we going to know when we're on the right track? Well, here's how you'll know. The beginning of how you'll know this country's on the right track is when people in government people, start going to prison. Real prison time. I'm talking FBI agents going to prison. Congressmen going to prison. Employees at the CDC, IRS, prison. That'll be the beginning of it. I'm going to play something for you. It's a video, it's some audio that's been making the rounds. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you've seen the video version of it. But Dr. Fauci
and then D.C. Mayor Bowser, they were bouncing around the hood in D.C. trying to get people to take a vaccine. And this little tidbit from Fauci,
what are we going to do about those other states?
Oh, my God. They're going to keep the outbreak smoldering in the country. It's so crazy. I mean, they're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do. And we got to break that, you know, unpack that.
They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do. We got to break that. Excuse me, Mr. Government Stooge? You need to break me? No. That's not how this is going to work at all. You want to know how you're going to know when America starts being on the right track again? When guys like that go to prison. Speaking of which, if you're mad about Trump's arrest, and you should be, you know that the appropriate response is not obviously protesting about it, as I've gone off on. It's running for school board, taking back your elections. But we need more, right? We need something with teeth. You know what should have happened already today? Today. Someone should have arrested a Democrat congressman or Democrat senator or Dr. Fauci. Where are you red state AGs at? You guys awake? Is this microphone on? Are you guys awake? Because I don't know if you know this, but the communists are mobilizing every part of the justice system against their political enemies. And unless you AGs out there in red states, unless you are willing to inflict fear and pain on them with your power, they have no incentive structure to stop. I don't know if Republicans know this or not. But pointing out the hypocrisy that Alvin Bragg doesn't even punish violent criminals, that doesn't move Alvin Bragg even a smidge. That doesn't affect him at all. Of course he doesn't punish violent criminals. He loves violent criminals. It's you who he hates. What are you going to do about it, Republican AGs? Because until Democrats start going to prison, they have no incentive structure to stop. Nothing. Nothing will incentivize them to stop. It would be like, I come home tonight from work. Get home tonight from work, and my son has located the crappy knockoff Oreos we have. I buy knockoff Oreos now because we love Oreos, but I won't buy the gay Oreos anymore, so we buy off-brand stuff now. And I'll admit, they taste okay, but they don't get as soggy in the milk as regular Oreos do, and I like them when they get soggy, but we're not going into all the details. But anyway, I get home tonight, and my son, he's sitting there tearing through the whole thing. He just didn't eat dinner. He's eating Oreos. And I say, James, stop. And he says, no. And I said, no, you need to stop. And he says, no. And I say, boy, but you didn't eat your dinner. You're not being healthy. You didn't eat your dinner. He says, I don't care. Yeah. Well, we're kind of at an impasse if that's all I'm willing to do to James, aren't we? If it's, hey, James, go grab me your phone for being disrespectful and follow me out back while I cover it with lighter fluid and light it on fire. Now that's an incentive structure. Now we've given James some kind of an incentive to take the Oreos out of his face. But without that, what are we? And I've got news for all you low-T GOPers out there, and apparently there's tons of them. This doesn't stop until you start arresting them. And when you say that, this is what happens on our side. Because that's such an ugly thing, right? Arresting your political opponent. That's such an ugly thing. We recoil at it and say, "What? No, that can't be it." Okay, then what's going to do it? I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I don't celebrate this. This is a terrible place for our country to be. But we've given the communists who are filling up these institutions. Remember, Alvin Bragg is not only not going anywhere, he has clones who will take over DA positions across the United States of America, who will destroy you. He's not stopping. He has no reason to stop. What reason? Why would he ever stop? You've given him no reason. Until these people experience fear and pain, nothing changes. Nothing changes. Until government bureaucrats experience fear and pain, arrest, imprisonment, they don't change. You know what this is? You know what I hear when I play this clip from Dr. Fauci again? I hear a man who's lived his entire life free of the consequences that he's put on others.
What are we going to do about those other states?
Oh, my God. They're going to keep the outbreak smoldering in the country. It's so crazy. I mean, they're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do. And we got to break that, you know, unpack.
We got to break that? An 80-year-old man who talks like that is a man who has never, this is so sad for our side, this is a man who has never once been incentivized to not act like a tyrant. Never. He's never been given an incentive to do anything other than what he's done. Dear Shogun, I heard you mention Angelo Bruno on Friday's show. I grew up outside of Philly, and my late father loved telling me the story of how he took my mother to dinner at Palumbo's in South Philly 5 days before my brother was born. Bruno got whacked right around the corner from the restaurant that very same night. The staff cleared the restaurant, and my old man was upset he didn't get to finish his shrimp parmigiana. Sorry, Chris, that's like 8 Jewish dietary sins, but it's excellent. I've never had shrimp parmesan, Chris. I'm assuming you haven't either. That sounds good. I've had chicken parmesan. Well, anyway, Chris, that being said, I don't know if you've ever addressed the Yakuza, which is the mob of Japan. Knowing your love of Japanese culture, the history segment might be in order. His name is Matt. You know what? Maybe we should do a little Yakuza history segment at some point in time this week. That might be fun. Because there's a lot there. It gets really, really complicated when you get into, it's not only complicated, I love it, and I know a bit about it. I don't know that I have the level of expertise it would take to do a real in-depth segment on it, but we could probably do a 30,000-foot view of it. I'll tell you today, the Yakuza are not very powerful anymore in Japan. They've been really defanged mostly by the government. But for the longest time, well, they're criminals and murderers. Keep this in mind. Always keep this in mind. They were credited for the longest time with keeping a lot of the violent street crime off the streets. To this day, Japan is a very safe place where you can go walk the streets, especially even major cities. They don't look like LA. They don't look that way. The Yakuza took a lot of credit for that for a lot of years. Now, I'm not Japanese, so I can't speak to that, but be wild if that was true. Chris, I wonder, you know they're still out there. You know the Yakuza are still out there. I wonder, hear me out here. Yes, we're dealing with murderers. Do you think they would donate $28 to preborn to help save the life of an unborn baby? Now listen, no, it's an unborn baby. It's not somebody who owes some money. Look, can you help out? Any Yakuza listening right now, $28 helps preborn buy an ultrasound for a mother who's about to have an abortion. She gets the ultrasound, she hears the heartbeat, she chooses life. Your $28 or Japanese money, whatever you people call that over there, that could be worth a fortune for them. $28,000 in American money? Again, I can't do the Yakuza transition. That buys them an ultrasound machine and Yakuza, you should know, tax deductible. Go to preborn.com/Jesse on your Japanese internet today and give to preborn. That's 3,600 yen, Chris. That's a lot of yen. Dang it. That sounds like a lot more than I was hoping it sounded like. Anyway, preborn.com/Jesse. Or dial #250 and say baby. Sponsored by Preborn.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and it's been a wild Monday. I ended up getting my blood pressure up a little bit in the first hour. Little bit, Chris. Then a Medal of Honor Monday. We've had some laughs.
Anyway, you can email the show your love, hate, death threats. I'm sure there'll be plenty of everything tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Caught this little tidbit from 60 Minutes. This doesn't sound good.
Toshi Yoshihara of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments may know more than any scholar in the West about China's Navy.
China will have about 440 ships by 2030. And that's according to the Pentagon.
Why is China able to build more warships more quickly than the U.S.?
China has clearly invested in this defense industrial infrastructure to produce these ships, which allows them to produce multiple ships simultaneously, essentially outbuilding many of the Western navies combined.
China's navy piggybacks on a booming commercial shipbuilding industry kept afloat by generous state subsidies in
That doesn't seem good. That kind of doesn't seem good at all. Anyway, here's another reminder to you not to go protest in blue cities because the feds will infiltrate them. They already think you're a domestic terrorist. They'll infiltrate them. They'll entrap you. They'll instigate something. And then you'll go to prison having accomplished nothing. Thankfully, idiots like Maxine Waters are out there pretty much telling you.
I just wanted to, have you to understand that perhaps he was trying to organize
right.
The domestic terrorists to protest his arrest.
Right.
Yeah, and I think we have to be careful about mm-hmm. him making that announcement. He's doing it for a reason.
They're already calling you domestic terrorists before you show up, huh? Anyway, let's move on. Let's get to some headlines. This might be a good time to mention as we close in on economic calamity here that an emergency food kit, it's really something that'll help you sleep a little better at night. Believe me, you do. The wife makes fun of me. I look at ours sometimes. We have it in a specific place and I'll go look at it. She'll, are you doing that again? What's wrong with you? It gives me peace of mind. Every time I look at something horrific in the news, it gives me peace of mind to know, no matter what, that Kelly's going to eat for 3 months. Look, for 3 months, I'll figure out where we're going. I'll figure out what we're doing. I'll figure out how we're going to eat. But 2,000 calories a day for everyone in my home. You know, they changed their deal right now at My Patriot Supply, and they're $200 off per kit. So when I tell you everyone in your home needs an emergency 3 month food kit, that can get expensive. If you've got 3, 4, 5 people in your home, $200 off every kit, free shipping. Don't miss out on that. Go to mypatriotsupply.com. Make sure you're ready. Mypatriotsupply.com. Get some stuff for clean water too, by the way, I should mention. Food and water. More important than ammo. MyPatriotSupply.com. Oh, I can't get out of here without this. Did you hear Jill Biden, the real president, reading poetry?
Like seeds breaking through the earth, our hopes reach towards each shining sunrise, nourished by the healing that we find together.
I hate these people. Who talks like that? Who teaches these people to talk like this? No normal person speaks like this.
Like seeds breaking through the earth.
Oh, gosh.
Our hopes reach towards each shining sunrise, nourished by the healing that we find together.
Oh, and this little tidbit, too, before we go to headlines.
So San Francisco now becoming the latest Democratic-led city to crack down on gas appliances. Bay Area officials moving forward with regulations that ban future sales of certain natural gas-powered appliances. All commercial and residential furnaces and water heaters are required to be electric by the year 2027.
Can you imagine how badly the California power grid is going to collapse? They already have brownouts now. They're now moving away from natural gas to all electric. Well, guess what? You don't just fart electricity into there. You don't have enough of it. New York doesn't have enough of it. Know how Jesse's been telling you to move, and you're like, Jesse, I'm never going to move. I'm going to stay and fight. Get back to me in 5 years. Let me know how that worked out for you.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the goal, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Norfolk Southern spent years pushing woke DEI initiatives prior to East Palestine train derailment. The death of everything. Things around you are just going to die. And when the trains start going off the tracks, nobody's ever going to put out a memo. It's because we hired too many women. Ron DeSantis launches alliance with 18 other states to fight against Biden's woke ESG agenda. This coalition of red states creating a parallel economy is magnificent. It's fantastic. It's exactly the way forward. We must create our own new institutions, including economies. This is wonderful. Pentagon actively working to find doctors who will provide hormones and puberty blockers for U.S. military kids abroad. Yeah, while China puts naval ships in the water. Minneapolis Marxist science teacher pushes students to have no respect for authority. You want to know another way you're going to know we're back on track as a nation? When people start having their kids go to school and learn that all the things we currently teach kids in school is wrong and evil. Your kids should be taught anti-communism in school. There should be no getting the politics out of school. Your politics should be in school because it's the only thing that keeps nutballs like this away from your children. NHL goalie James Reimer refuses to wear LGBTQIA pride jersey, citing Christian faith. Well, he's going to be in trouble now, violating America's new religion. As China's Blue Water Navy continues massive expansion, U.S. Navy Secretary says climate is his top priority. Ooh, baby, are we going to be in some trouble? Vaccine makers prep bird flu shot for humans just in case. Oh, good. Just in case. Breaking, Stanford partnered with Twitter and the Biden administration to censor stories of true vaccine side effects. Didn't hear about that, did you? We have now confirmation that everyone involved knew about the deleterious consequences, and they all chose to censor it. Just a little heads up for you. In new record, Biden requests billions to advance gender agenda worldwide. It does occur to me that we not only do this stuff here at home, we now spread it abroad. The land of the free that used to spread freedom from sea to shining sea. Now we go from shore to shore, informing 10-year-old little boys and girls that if they just get a little bit of surgery, they can become something else. Good grief. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.